11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Talk about that.
We're not going to talk about fake.
Fake news.
Fake.
We don't want to talk about Uncle Creepy, Uncle Joe.
And Chicago corruption.
We don't talk about that here at Patriot Power Hour. We will be right back after this break. We'll get into some real news. Real topics.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. Final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Back to Patriot Power Hour, segment two, news blitz coming your way. We got light news, as I was alluding to at the end of last segment, but some of it's still pretty crappy news. All right, we got the, this happened late last week. The president, after we discussed this entire Mueller report, president continued some actions that show massive distrust in the, you know, at least the executive piece of the judicial system at the federal level. Post demands House Intel Chair Adam Schiff resign from Congress. All nine minority committee members told him to step down from the chair during a hearing. President may declassify and release all FISA documents on Crossfire Hurricane, which is, of course, the corrupt operation, which started everything that caused the Mueller report. So keep those, you know, watch how little you hear about Crossfire Hurricane from certain sources. You'll know what they're hiding. But president has that as a Damocles sword swinging over the head of everybody, you know, in that corrupt Justice Department. So all he has to do is declassify that, and it's probably aiming for 2 months before the election and seal it. Is pretty much all he has to do. FBI ordered to let a judge review fired FBI director Comey's quote obstruction memos ahead of possible public release. So that's another thing coming out. Comey's notes, Comey's memos that it were required by law for him to write. Those demands are coming through the court system. And we got the CIA-linked wife of a high-ranking DOJ husband giving anti-Trump research to him in transcripts. So they're caught cold. We'll see where this goes. It's still running as, you know, SHFT. SHFT. And
SHTF.
Or TF.
SHTF.
Yeah, I can't do that acronym. Sorry about
hits
that.
The fan.
Yeah, that's the Mueller reports. We're not going to dwell on that this episode because we did last week.
It was a good episode, though. If you want to listen
but
to
those
it,
are the
last
things
week.
That are hanging out there coming. So just be ready. How they destabilize the rest of the system is anybody's guess. We got a mom ignoring a doctor in, I believe, Arizona, when her 2-year-old started feeling better. Doctor had said, go to the emergency room. They sent the SWAT team and took the whole family away. Yeah, that happened. We'll get back on that later in the show, but it was out in the Southwest. It's pretty sick to have happened. U.S. military creating the future of employee monitoring. Great article about how to protect secrets inside secure federal facilities. They're looking at ways to measure behaviors like credit score, but social credit monitoring really is what it is. And that's one thing if you want to choose an internet lifestyle to have a high level clearance, but when it goes commercial immediately afterwards and is just used to get credit or to join organizations or to, you know, take out accounts, that feature's coming, when privacy will be annihilated.
I feel as if my social credit score would be much lower than my financial credit score.
Anti-Second Amendment bills are passing in Connecticut. We'll see if any, out of committee at least. We'll see what kind of tyranny can, you know, new heights of firearm tyranny can be brought in one of the original 13 colonies that rebelled against the British for fairly the same idea of, you know, removing from the citizens the means of making war. That got New England in a real pickle once upon a time, and now it's the height of the opposite. It's as if London in 1776 and that form of government is through time and space in place in Hartford, Connecticut, and commoners aren't going to have guns. All right. DEA never checked if its massive surveillance operations are illegal. They are basically at the forefront of doing away with the Fourth Amendment, what the DA has been allowed to do, all in the name of fighting the war on drugs. Security column report: 17 Iranians killed in Israeli strike in Syria. That elevates the indicator Israeli-Iranian war starts from a typical green topical color code to yellow. It's serious news. Every time the Iranians are struck, that happened several days ago, though. There hasn't been a response. So it's just tit for tat. And you can go to the archive and look at the history of how high the body count gets in some of these strikes without the other side retaliating. But Israel has seemed to whack Iranians with impunity for months now. And one has to wonder if the other side's going to attempt something else. We got a man arrested for threatening to assassinate the president and bomb the Pentagon. Topical news. But if we get elected leaders assassinated, then you will see S hits the fan in a major way in this country. We got gas prices starting to creep up a little. Keep an eye on economically. Federal spending hits highest level since 2009 bailouts. Stimulus, we can get into that in a moment. Ooh. Mr. Cochran, but we're blowing away the federal spending right now. It is worse than the heights of Keynesian state spending to boost the economy. So how long can that go for? Who knows, but we call it federal government defaults when it stops. Column 4, Congo Ebola outbreak spreading faster than ever. We got an asteroid, again, zipping past the distance between the Earth and the Moon. Fukushima contaminants found as far north as the Bering Strait. Worst disease ever recorded, burning through hundreds of amphibian species, like frog species and toad species, wiped out by the hundreds. And it's the same disease doing it to it. So that's why they call it the worst disease ever. Doesn't mean human disease, but it's killing a lot of life right now. All right. Animal die-offs appear. All right. And finally, measles count in the U.S. this year already more than all of 2018. There's your news wrap for this April 2nd, Tuesday, episode 53, Patriot Power Hour. What strikes you among the trends, Mr. Cochran?
Oh, you know me. I'm big into the debt and all the spending, and we'll make our grandchildren talk about. But we'll talk a little bit about that later, I think. I got a couple other topics that you were talking about. Of course, the Middle East has been relatively quiet. They did stomp out ISIS finally. That was good to see.
Yep.
But we haven't seen too many crazy blowups or, you know, imminent war between Israel and Iran. But seeing 7 Iranians killed by an Israeli strike in Syria. Like you said, it's not the first time it's ever happened. Not going to be the last time. But I would prefer if that type of stuff stayed out of the spotlight. The world's got enough issues already. And we know the Middle East just brings all types of mess to the global scene. So that was not good.
It's used as cover for other things happening.
Sure.
When major warfare looks like it's breaking out, you got to watch all the rest of the world in the governments, in the financial sector, the military will get you preoccupied. And then lo and behold, things that people have been wanting to do and didn't want publicity for doing seem to go slip by.
Right. No, definitely. Another article I interjected very quickly was the privacy annihilated indicator. That article was the U.S. military is creating the future of employee monitoring. And yes, you could say this type of internal security is necessary for clandestine and military operations. But I'm very glad you interjected with your opinion that it becoming commercialized and used in the, quote, real world after the fact is pretty much a given and can be dangerous if used in, and abused in different ways. So having the military do this, though, is pretty intense.
So instead of just railing against the deep state and playing around in the, what I would say in the some edges of the conservative movement and the alt-right and straight out conspiracy theorist land where you're like an ostrich sticking your head in the sand, unaware of the fact that a modern country and economy, a 300 million person nation, it with the superpower status and weapons that we've had for decades and decades and decades, doesn't have to keep secrets. It does. It just does. If we didn't keep secrets, we'd be overcome by, you know, regimes that are nothing short of tyrannies on this planet. That's been true since and before the both world wars. So we have this issue that the U.S. military, you know, what the article says is it has the hardest job in human resources. It has to evaluate hundreds of thousands of people for their ability to protect the nation's secrets, right? Of which some fraction are probably nefarious and conspiratorial, and, right. And we'd love to know them because they're probably there. But 98% of it is the blueprints for a jet plane's wing and stuff, right? Like you know, we're going to have military aircraft. Now that they've been invented, your nation, your that's dedicated to liberty, we hope, and continues to be, is going to have an armed forces. There's secrets like that, right? How do you decide who's the spy and who could be the spy? Well, they're developing artificial intelligence to basically know when to extend the trust or take it away. And they're measuring people's quality of life, the facts of life, the knowable things. And they're building the new part isn't the fact that they're able to or checking that out. In the highest billets with the top secret compartmentalized, those people, like, their credit records get pulled all the time. They lie detect all the time. They were in your stuff all the time because those organizations were trying to get spied against all the time. It was the Cold War. But now it's more about getting a perspective on populations. And now you're floating in this zone where algorithms are detecting whether you're going a little bit too high or too low in some parameters that they set, because every time they catch a spy, every time they get somebody that's compromised, they're going to go back and trace his entire life or her entire life and say, that's the profile of someone who's going to be the insider threat.
Okay.
That's who's going to become the Beijing asset or the Moscow asset or the Tel Aviv asset or the Paris asset. Comes from every direction if you want to know the truth. In some of those compartments, we have secrets that everybody wants, NATO allies included.
Yeah.
Okay? But this entire technology, the AI, the military practical use of it is valid. That's what I'm saying. It's valid.
Right.
But it's going to get exported to the commercial sector for an absolutely nefarious, privacy-destroying purposes, and that's like a double-edged sword. How do we protect the F-22's stealth capability and the front forward-looking radar that is top of the world in the F-35 Lightning and stuff like that, and not prevent these same tools from leaking right across to the commercial sector and harming us and our way of life?
Right.
It's a real problem in the 21st century.
And then you really combine that with what Amazon and Facebook and Netflix and Twitter and everybody, all those data aggregators on the commercial side. You kind of combine those, and it's kind of the worst of the worst.
The shopping habits of all these people are clearly going to be within scope.
It's exactly. All of it. And if you were connected to them even just kind of haphazardly, you could potentially be on this. It's a very slippery slope, okay? And we've seen in China, they admit that they have social credit score, and if you're too low on it, you can't even get on a train.
No.
You can't even obviously have a job, or the type of jobs are very limited that you can have. So very slippery slope, and I do agree with you. At this point, if you know you're looking at this third dimension world we live in right now, we can't just let all the outside actors the U.S. have full access to our stuff. You got to have some sort of
this place
defense.
Would come apart at the seams so fast if we didn't protect our secrets, our border, our military, all that's real and real important.
So it's just that's where the whole and then what the answer is to that, there isn't, you know, a silver lining, but I think a few episodes ago when we were talking about Sherman Antitrust Act, that's a part of it.
Banning certain technologies for civilian use might be necessary. That kind of activist government is not necessarily something I prefer. I think the Commerce Clause has been used to extend the powers of the federal government into business law that it never rightfully had a place. But if it was done at the state level, if a state decided, like, Vermont's going to ban a corporation from being able to access something about its citizens, I'm not against that, because there's 50 states out there, and if it works well for Vermont, it might be the right answer.
Oh, that's
this is all hypothetical, right?
But, yeah, definitely. And I was saying, like you pretty much saying as well, there's not one single answer, and there's we got to have experiments, we got to work through it, and you know, we can't get up here on Patriot Power Hour and tell you what the right answer is. But that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to get you to think about it, us to think about it, and exactly. Work towards the future. All right. We'll be back for the second half of the PPH Patriot Power Hour, episode 53. Do stick with us. Got a lot to keep talking about.
Listen and understand. That Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-made resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ready-made resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour. Second half of our April 2nd, 2019 show, episode 53. Q2 2019 has begun. Well, guess what? We got a long way to go, 2019, but more importantly, in the fight, it's just for humanity. So, we do have some more news to get into, but I wanted to give a quick plug to start us off. Be sure to reach out to Future Dan and myself. You can find all of our contact information at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Hit us up on Twitter. Send us feedback, questions. Read them on the air. Look forward to getting some more of that interaction. That's always fun. I love getting callers and emails and whatnot. So definitely reach out to us. Let us know.
Yeah, we'll talk about what you want to talk about.
Absolutely. Sure. We hit so many different topics. Hell, in the last segment, we probably hit 12 different topics across several
different
fields. So whatever you guys are looking.
This show will talk about it, one of the widest array of topics at any moment because we're looking at them on keeping track of that news about future danger. So
exactly. So, well, as everybody knows,
this is the fiscal
Q2.
Quarter two.
Yeah.
Starts in September, at the end of September, right? The 1st of September is the beginning of...
I think it's October 1st.
October 1st.
Pretty sure October 1st. So
yeah.
I'm not worried about fiscal and stuff. I'm just thinking, you know, Q1...
That's how the government measures its quarters.
Yeah, but we do know, and this segues perfectly to this article, that the first 5 months of fiscal 2019, which I guess would... what would that be? I guess that would be potentially through end of March. $1.82 trillion spent.
Yeah.
Now, of course,
insane.
They collect a whole bunch of taxes, but less than that. They collect less tax than that because we borrow. But just the spending in 5 months, okay? 5 months, $1.82 Trillion. It's like hard to even imagine, really.
It's obscene. And how, like, what would be your household doing the same thing? It'd be like you're bringing in, you know, $5,500 a month, $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
But you're spending $9,000. Yeah, you're spending $9,000 every month. No people can do that.
Like a decade or more.
No people can do that.
Hell no.
How do you, how is this a financial system that has any rationality? Is that the point? Is it to separate that the governments live on borrowing and spending rules that are never, ever going to be governed by the same forces as Mr. Cochran's household?
Well, that is part of, if we talk about academia and the banksters and how they're interconnected, and mostly their religion of finance relies upon debt and ever expanding debt. They believe that, yeah, there are some outer limits where it's a little bit too much debt, but really,
the rest of the time
is
you just
good.
Juice it like you like.
Yeah, as long as you don't go rev engine, you know, too high into the red zone, but you can just keep piling up debt 5-10% of your GDP every year.
So
too.
I'm naive about
no worries.
This in 2019, whereas in like 1994, when Congress came in and got control of the budgets and started, you know, spending discipline with, you know, Newt Gingrich House, that was thought to be good for the economy then, good for the prospects. And it led to a you know, without a doubt, a boom for the last half of the 90s. We're running on hot air here where we're borrowing more than insane amounts of money.
Right.
And it's totally distorted.
Emergency levels. So
we never need to walk that back to normal levels. We never have to rein it in.
Well, that's where that next level came from. So there's been many permutations and advancements in what's kind of debt spending, but pretty much from 2009, it's been a very new paradigm, much more extreme than before. And before it was extreme, and there were some issues for sure. But going from 2009,
Bush administration signed it away with that $7 billion
exactly.
That bailout.
Yep, so
they signed it away.
We're back to that level. Remember when they gave $700 billion stimulus package? That like was the biggest spike in
787, actually.
You're right. And we are back to that level of emergency spending. But it's not an emergency anymore. Now it's just normal. So we've actually, it took 10 years, but our normal spending is now their emergency, never going to happen again level.
So let me throw this at you. Trump made a promise. He went on stage 100 times if he said it once, 1,000 times. He's going to build the wall.
Yeah.
Now, what we're seeing in the news is an influx from the southern border that apparently, according to the, you know, the conservative right side of the media spectrum, is they're all clearly saying, because the Department of Homeland Security and ICE and Border Patrol is reporting numbers, perhaps, that are insane surge of millions and millions of people in the recent weeks,
right.
And months. All right. So with that going on, does Trump ever get to the point where he could say, I built the wall, I fixed that problem, now we're going to slash austerity. We cannot head this government in that direction. Or is he a New York Republican thinking all this is just fine? Just borrow forever and it'll never hurt us.
It's pretty – I mean
– where do you think he is – ideologically,
even if I wish I would have noble, if I was in his position and I had my current mindset and wish I had the noble intentions that I have now, it still might be difficult to wish and actually act against major deficit spending, debt spending, because the economy will at a minimum hit a recession and more likely hit near depression levels for a couple of years as a detox. Like we've been on a massive drug and alcohol binge, so there's going to be a major hangover.
So let me get
and it'll look bad for him, for sure, if that happens. So I don't know if he would have the intestinal fortitude and integrity to do so. I don't even know if I would, but I think you need to do it eventually.
Let me paint for you my view of history of American presidents since the Great Depression. the FDR's presidency, the entire four-term reign, they never had the money to spend like they really wanted to.
Sure.
And they didn't have the mechanisms to borrow the way we did. It wasn't there. It was very poor times. And they made it worse by the policies, by the way. Coming out of World War II, we were the top dog. We could export to the entire world.
Yeah.
We went full board export everywhere because it made us a lot of money. You know, we were humming. Our factories were humming. And Truman, Eisenhower, debt was always talked about. They had to be super careful about it. Couldn't go too far. Politicians really held accountable because all the voters thought in those terms.
Yeah.
Kennedy came in with a huge spending program, and he also cut taxes like Trump, and he experienced a boom in the 60s. That led into leaner economic times. By the end of the 60s, Johnson into Nixon, it started to stagnate. Early 70s was not good. In early 70s, all other kinds of pivot points in history, including the dollar coming off the gold standard and the oil cartel in the Middle East getting stood up. You know, those things happened. Right, but really since then, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, whose economy was not good, straight into Reagan. And I think now we're talking about the time frame when Trump was paying attention, watching leaders. And then straight through Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, the attitude is I'm not going to risk my presidency by not spending money.
Yeah.
Someone else is going to have to clean it up. I think that the demarcation point for that is arguable, but Kennedy might be right out there in the front end of it.
Okay.
I don't know. Because I'm pretty sure, if I remember my history correctly, Truman and Eisenhower were concerned about spending too much. It hasn't really been true since then. Now, the Bushes always talked about it. But at the end of the second Bush's term, he just signed away $700 billion to stimulus.
Yeah.
Who knows what the real figures were if you get into the quantitative easing. Should we count every one of those quantitatively eased dollars as a – are they real?
No, good points for sure.
Because they switched it to, the Federal Reserve has numbers. U.S. Treasury has numbers. Well, both numbers are debt and – they're used with and against each and for each other in parallel. What's the depth of the real debt? These debts that we're talking about, that was just $1.82 trillion federal spending.
Right.
Of which massive portion of that is
going
to be sold as bonds to creditors.
Exactly. And a lot of them will be central banks. We know what we feel about central banks and banksters around here. Now, some U.S. citizens and others will purchase this and there is demand for it. It's just, can you have this consistent gap? And we're looking at a chart right now where there's a huge wedge and just a spike between the amount spent and the amount collected.
And the crossover point was when, Ben?
Crossover point looks to be about 9/11.
Yeah. 2001,
2002, 2003, especially Iraq and Afghanistan wars. You see it cranking up, and then the massive spike for the bailout. A little bit of a drop-off plateau, but still at extremely pretty much all-time record levels. Now it's taken off again. Will Trump – another thing to remember, Trump wants to increase military spending. So that either means he wants to increase regular spending or he's going to cut from other places and maybe keep it the same. To be realistic, he's not going to bring
it down. Every time he signs one of these budgets, he says he'll never sign one that big again. Yet he won't shut down the government. That's what it's come to, is if you don't with a massive spending.
We're in a lull between that. We've talked about it on the show, and we're going to continue. There's going to be more government shutdown threats and maybe real shutdowns in the future, but we're like in between that right now.
Is the opposition party driving the economy off a cliff on purpose by forcing – do they have – it's like chicken. Everybody's driving in their car straight to an edge if default, if sovereign default, if a massive – panic in the U.S. dollar because the faith and good credit of the United States is questioned abroad. Of course, it's hard because ours is better than the rest of theirs. But still, is that – or do they don't think that way inside of the Federal Reserve down in D.C., inside of the U.S. Treasury down in D.C.? Are they oblivious to it? Do they just think it isn't there anymore?
It's very difficult.
No cliff anymore.
Right.
You just spent borrowing any amount of money?
It's just like, it's really addicts type behavior where You believe you can just continue having drugs and or whatever, any type of addiction, really. Hell, I play too many video games. I think I could play every day, all day, and it's not bad for my health. Probably is. It's, but you just don't believe it, or you think there's someone else to take care of it, or you can just you'll deal with it next week.
Got blinders on.
Yeah, blinders, addictive behavior, and there's obviously some sociopathy here, and there are some people trying to drive it off the edge, but I still think the majority of it is just overall just sociopathic and just greed.
Yeah.
Greed has some good characteristics, but I would not say greed is good per se. And I want to point this out. I knew this was wrong when we were talking about it. We said we were talking about when the on the chart when spending and tax income switched when there actually was a deficit. There actually was a deficit this pretty much the entire time except for just a couple of years between 2000 and 2002. It looked like they crossed, but really if you go back from 80 to 2000, spending the orange line still higher. So we were generating deficits this whole time. And relatively large percentage-wise, but the gap is much bigger now. And
it's like driving over the speed limit is what I'm seeing. Look at this nice XY axis chart. On the vertical axis, we got the amount of U.S. federal spending, and then it's running from 1980 through 2019. And it's got two lines. It's got a blue taxes line, and it's got an orange spending line. And the spend, like Ben says, the spending's almost with one brief crossover where it looked like they balanced it for like a year in 1990, 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
There was a gap, and we've always been spending more than we were taking in. The mountains happened after September 11th.
Definitely mountains.
Before, but the earlier part of the chart, we could probably look back through into the 70s and 60s. How much did they dare to drive over
relatively
the limit?
Relatively smooth.
How
exactly.
much did they allow? They feared it. They feared it. They hugged it. They hugged it. They were going over the speed limit, but they were hugging the speed limit,
five,
hoping not
six,
to get caught.
7 miles an hour.
Now we got 2000, 2001, where it with stimulus and bailout, it's like you've driven across the United States, you just hit Denver, and lo and behold, mountains. You're going straight up into them. And Trump's taking us higher.
Absolutely.
He is.
Can't be denied.
It's going to be hung around his neck, even if he didn't really want to do it,
right.
Which I would not bet against the prospect within some portion of his first, and if he has a second term, his second term, he's going to start talking about this and try to combat it. But he might find out that he turned his attention to it too late. It's just that wall promise. He had to he's doing anything he can to get the money for it. And I would say the opposition party understands that.
Right.
And they just ramped us up bad.
Right. Just try to do anything to be obstructionist. And that is part of just what politics happens. But
is political obstruction running the
level.
National debt to danger levels, is that like a tactic that's okay now?
Well, that's the thing. It's progressed. That it's gotten worse and worse. And it's not about national security and wealth. It's about politics now.
These fools
more than it
crash
used to
us.
Be. More than it used to be. They always use this type of stuff, obviously.
That's what I'm saying. These fools could crash us.
Yeah, sometimes you might insinuate that I think there's omnipotent, everyone's controlling it. At some levels, at some things, I think there
small
are,
groups are.
But a lot of it is just overall incompetence and greed and these people bumbling together and they're the lemmings. They're really the most dangerous
when I say
part.
Small groups, I'm talking handfuls of hundreds and thousands of elites in D.C., and in the financial sectors.
And worldwide. No.
They all don't talk to each other. They all don't sit down in one great big meeting wearing robes with skulls and candles. They can't do that.
Not
but
thousands.
They all kind of swim like fish in the same direction together. And my question is, are they going to, is there going to be a fish kill? Is there going to be some Arctic mammal walking off a cliff in a row? Could the group think cause that kind of calamity? Well, I'll tell you what, with $1.82 trillion in federal spending in the first five quarters of this
year.
5 months,
yeah.
Five months in basically two quarters of this year. This is dangerous. This is dangerous in 2019.
Well, and I think something really important for people to remember is this is supposed to be a humming economy, supposed to be non-emergency situation. If we're at this massive level and also our low interest rates, we're not, they're very similar. our debt and our interest rates are almost at all-time records. And the interest rates essentially all-time low, a little bit off of that. The debt is at all-time high. What is going to be used for the next major recession for kind of the ammo? Think of it in that type of way. You need some ammo to fight back against
the only ammunition they have is to just ignore reality. They can do that, they can do that forever.
Well.
And then nothing gets destabilized. It's like walking on the ice on the pond. Yeah. If you don't hear any cracks and you don't fall through, it must have been thick enough when you're done.
Emperor's New Clothes, man. It's like that, more like, it's like, hey, yo, we know you're naked and this whole economy is a fraud. But no one calls it out. Everyone just keeps going to work. Yeah, maybe it's not as bad as it is until, of course, the credit markets freeze and we have 2008, 2009 all over again.
That's financial
but much
theory.
Worse, probably.
State-level police agency tyranny news. I wanted to get into this article real quick.
Okay.
You know, it's coming out of Reason. Great website, great news source. All right, here's what happened. There was a child, a 2-year-old, had a fever, over 100. Doctor told parents to take him to the emergency room, had a fear that the boy was either unvaccinated, which is an angle to the story that it doesn't really focus on, but how they would know that, they probably questioned. The parent probably said, no, we're not doing – probably said, no, we didn't do a flu shot. And so apparently the doctor suspected maybe meningitis. It's life-threatening, right? Doctor called the hospital to alert him, but apparently they left the mom and the boy went home, and the boy started feeling good and laughing and playing with his siblings, started feeling okay over his fever, right? Little 2-year-old, right? You give him a little bit of baby medicine with the ibuprofen – you know, the fever reducer, and sometimes you can drop 4 degrees on a child that young. I've done it myself. So, you know, he was feeling okay. But that's not what the Arizona Republic says that the authorities, how they approach the situation. All right, hospital, no call, no show up by the parent. Hospital called the doctor, told him the child hadn't arrived. Doctor called the child services department, child services calls the cops as their caseworker heads over, 10 p.m., 10:30 at night, 2 police knock on the door. Officer heard somebody coughing and took it from there. It led to eventually the SWAT team at the door. You'll have to read the rest of the article because, to my mind, the family, if they approached, you know, just said, hey, you know, we're okay. We don't need your help. I'm pretty sure in a lot of states, the authorities would go away.
Right.
They would have the restraint, right? Well, and apparently here in where you have to read the article, but it's in Arizona. No good. They sent SWAT, kicked the door down. That's an ugly piece of news. The other piece that we wanted to hit before we were out today was Fukushima contaminants, Ben.
This is something I remember exactly where I was when Fukushima took place because I had actually just gotten back from a midnight showing of The Watchmen and was unemployed in 2011, but just about to move to a brand new job about a couple weeks later. So it was like 1-2 in the morning, just or maybe like 2-3 in the morning, just got out of the movie, went home, and I think I don't know how I was alerted, but there was live footage of the tsunami coming in Japan and just taking out Sendai and eventually Fukushima. Now, over the next several days, I was watching Alex Jones giving real footage and real analysis, probably the only one at the time, talking about how, you know, showing the footage and analyzing, having experts come on, showing the hydrogen explosions and talking about how the power was out because not only of the flooding, diesel generators, but there had to have been a meltdown. But it was being fully denied that there was any sort of meltdown at all. And I was watching this.
Well, the Japanese did.
Not right away. Like,
I wasn't watching InfoWars. I was watching Fox News.
Okay.
And they weren't sugarcoating it. When the buildings collapsed and there was explosions inside,
right,
they had a few pro-nuclear energy people on who were talking about, well, it might not mean that the reactor blew up. But some of that news reporting was inescapable. Everybody knew that
it took much longer. Maybe
the cores melted down. And now we got cesium-137, clearly attributed to Fukushima, up in the St. Lawrence Island, up in the Bering Sea, up in Alaska. Bering Sea town of Nome, Alaska. It's getting measured 40% higher than naturally found. Now, 0.4 as high as traces of the isotope naturally found in the Pacific Ocean. So, you know, can't be good for the fish. People eat the fish. It's a real disaster. And when they made those nuclear plants right on the coast,
right,
they thought they were doing Japan a great favor by making, you know, affordable electricity, and they just didn't plan for an earthquake like that. And what happens when one of those things hits simultaneous to something else, like not 7, but 7,000 Iranians are killed by airstrikes by Israel, or the that time bomb just blasts off at the same time. That's how I kind of approach these things. In the isolate, in their own silos, we seem to handle these things. It's not good news for the Bering Sea. Those the Pacific oil ocean is spoiled.
Right. This is absolute whitewash, and it took years for anyone to really even admit how bad it was. I think it is finally common knowledge. People do know Fukushima was bad, but it took so long to come out, and I still feel as if there's been so much whitewash and just, you know, there are real studies now, at least proving that there's cesium, but I swear, the first 6 months, a year after Fukushima,
no one talks about it.
And if you said that, you're like, oh man, you're probably a conspiracy theorist trying to say it's the end of the world, and
because
they did it on purpose.
Knew it was true. I mean,
yeah,
when
exactly.
It's that bad a news, like it's Chernobyl for what Russia had to deal with, Ukraine
right.
had to deal with.
Exactly.
You just stop talking
right.
about it. Is that how we borrow that kind of mountain spike
exactly.
of money
yeah.
the last 18 years?
Perfect
like,
segue.
That's
exactly.
terrible, terrible, terrible to do. But no one talk about it because it's so bad.
Now people finally are 10 years later, but I think it's not as the same extreme, maybe. And a lot of people also, you got to remember, we're talking only government debt right here. When you're talking about personal, whether it's student loan, mortgage, auto, credit cards, all at record highs as well. So there's a lot of people that are acting like they're government and actually in massive unpayable debt themselves.
Yeah.
So it's hard to hold the government accountable when you're irresponsible yourself. So, you know, but Fukushima is one, it was like a case study that I saw evolve in real life of, oh, when there really is a major disaster that's obvious, there are a lot of people that'll spin it or they'll just not talk about it. So don't be looking for the authorities to be giving you information about, you know, future debt bombs or terrorist attacks.
Yeah. Yeah. So this news, cesium-137, 0.4 as high as natural level of it. You know, 8 years later, it didn't take 8 years for that to become true. It took 8 years for scientific studies to really become mainstream. That's why you're saying it's a whitewash.
Well, one
right?
of the whitewash, it's truth, but one major thing is people don't realize a lot of the fish, especially tuna, there's other ones that will migrate from Japan to West Coast of America and Canada, back and forth. So they eat. Trust me, Bering Sea is very far from Japan. There's a lot of fish that will eat right off the coast of Fukushima, come right over here and get caught. And guess what? Then they're in your Costco and even your organic type food if they're coming from the sea. And remember, bioaccumulation, that's what you got to remember. Just because certain areas of the Bering Sea had 0.4%. Well, if that adds up to a plankton and then you multiply that to thousands of plankton into one little fish and you go into the bigger fish and bigger fish, guess what? The food chain has been affected. And there's no such thing as a safe amount of radiation. So.
Now, according to this Yahoo News article, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also went public 3 years later in 2014. But just because the government produces the evidence that something terrible happened, apparently if enough people and enough media decide to ignore it, it's like it never happened.
Right. I don't know. It is coming out, though, and they are having to admit it. So, you know, it is a double-edged sword. Over time, the truth does come out, but maybe not.
This one hasn't been hard to see.
I was getting so emotional and like pumped about it because it was so obvious. But they were giving me, you know, that double speaker kind of like propaganda. Like I just saw it in action in real time, sort of early on in my awakening and learning about this stuff. I was like, they're not covering this with due diligence that they should be.
Yeah, it's almost
very obvious.
Say is that after a 9.0 earthquake does that, the damage is done, why dwell on it?
That's, from a military point of view, you're correct. And also, you know, when bad things happen in your life, you just got to just keep pushing forward and don't dwell on it. But it's still very irresponsible for the people that could have been affected by it. I'd be real freaking pissed if I was actually Japanese and lived there But that's a whole other issue.
Yes.
So, okay. We are. That is the outro music. Thanks a lot for sticking with us. Patriot Power Hour, episode 53. We'll get Patriot Correspondence number 4 out to you ASAP. Future Dan, have a good week. We will be back live next week.
April 9th, Tuesday, season finale of the winter.
Season finale.
2019 season.
Spring is here. All right, folks. We'll see you next week. Keep up the good fight. See you guys later.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Also, Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Like, the paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar, send secure data by long-range ham radio, or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.